time to play a fun little game where we test my dude knowledge. Now, you did really well yesterday, and when I say really well, I mean you didn't do really well at all.
I don't think I got any of them right. Maybe one.
Yeah, you got one right, I want to say. So, anyways, we're testing your dude, we're testing lady knowledge here today, where all the questions have something to do or are female related.
You're going to be amazing at this. You're going to get them all right.
I know. Now, listen, we have a listener named Elizabeth who texted in and said, this game is outlandish.
Yes, it is. It is, except for the fact that these are absolutely the easiest questions on planet Earth. A toddler can answer them.
Okay, so you are already setting me up for failure,
yes.
So that's good.
Yes. Where do you apply rouge?
On your cheek.
Yes.
On your cheek.
It's blush. 1,000% it's blush. Everybody knows that. There's not one person on planet Earth that doesn't know that. Second question.
One for one.
What are flyaways?
Are you talking hair?
Yes.
Like hair and a ponytail that is not pulled up into the actual bun or the ponytail?
Just hair that's kind of sticking out, yeah. Yeah. Thank you for attempting to act like you're thinking about these. I really appreciate that. Where's underwire typically found?
Where's it found?
Yes. Underwire.
On your bra?
Yes. Absolutely.
Wow.
I told you. Why are there ribbons inside some women's clothing?
Why are there ribbons?
Yes.
Inside some women's clothing.
Yes.
Ribbons?
Yes.
Would that be to tie, like make it more form-fitting around their body?
No.
To, like,
and
tie it around?
I think that you're thinking ribbons, like, tied in a bow. They're not tied in a bow. They're like loops.
Oh. Oh, like, are they on the shoulder?
Yes.
Would it be to hang the material?
Yes. Oh, all right. 100%.
Look at that.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Okay. That's perfect.
If I were to give you 34D, what does that mean?
That is the that is the thing, or the thing around your chest. The 34 is your chest size.
It's a bra size. That's all you have to
and
say.
And D is the cup size.
It's a bra size. Yes. Yeah. Congratulations. You are. You know what I need for you to say? My name is Ben, and I am a woman. Right? You made me say my name is Kelly and I'm not a dude. So now you have to say my name is Ben and I am a woman.
Is 34D, is that your size?
Yes. I will allow for you to say my name is Ben and I'm practically a woman. You can say that.
My name is Ben and I'm practically a woman.
You need to say it with a little bit more feeling.
My name is Ben and I'm practically a woman.
Yes, girl. Yes. Yes, queen! You slayed that!
Elizabeth just texted back and said, I finally feel adequate as a woman!
See? I had to throw up some softballs because I feel like I went a little hard in the paint last week.
You did, and people were
a
little salty about that. A
lot of women saying, I didn't know those. Where are you finding those questions? So these are
the easiest woman questions I could possibly find. You're restoring people's knowledge.
Yeah, I got like one right. You got them all right.
Yeah.
You are practically a woman.
You took it easier on me than I did
queen.
On your.
Yes.
All right, there you go. That is definitely some lady knowledge, and I'll give myself the.
Yeah. Wait, did you record yourself saying that? My name is Ben, and I'm practically a woman. Say that a little louder and prouder. That'd be great. Did you record that?
Yes, of course I did.
That's the whole reason to do the game.
Yeah.
Get a little Ben button. We got plenty of Kelly buttons. We need Ben buttons.
My name is Ben, and I'm practically a woman.
you know, a little more feeling. That had a little disdain in the tone.
My name is Ben, and I'm practically a woman.
That's better.
All right, there you go. Enjoy.
Wait, take their theme out. Go ahead.
Oh.
Hit the theme.
You're okay, my theme. All right, there we go.
When that epic song was going to be used in such a way to give it new life.
Radio games fall apart at the seams.